Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people. Local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seidens. Top local story, Uber is now threatening to say so long to California. That's because the rideshare company disagrees with a recent court ruling.
California law says gig workers like Uber drivers are employees, even though the company has always insisted it's a technology company, that the drivers set their own schedules. They're not employees.
Drivers have all the flexibility to decide whether or not they want to take a ride.
Uber's CEO on MSNBC, a court ruled otherwise, saying yes, they are employees, that they're owed benefits and potentially unemployment.
But if the judge and the court don't give us a stay to get to November, then we'll have to essentially shut down Uber.
They've got about a week to appeal, but he's also talking about a November ballot initiative to settle the employee independent contractor issue for his company. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The LA School Board voting last night on new regulations that affect charter schools. Some charter advocates say this could mean fewer new charter schools opening up and others possibly shutting down.
A new state law gives school districts more power over whether to approve new charter school applications, and the LA School Board okayed new rules which outline how they deal with those requests. The California Charter Schools Association believes this could hurt families by limiting educational choices. Cassie Horton is with the association.
This is a challenge for all existing charters, including definitely our high-quality schools that are really moving the needle for kids from historically disadvantaged communities.
And school board member Nick Melvoin is unhappy, too. He says he's been trying to end the war between charter schools and the district.
I'd like us to be at a point where we can mitigate charter growth naturally by improving district schools, but not by shutting down high-performing schools or telling parents they don't have great public school options.
LA already has more charter schools than any other city in the country. John Baird, KNX 1070.
There's a new scam being used to fraudulently collect unemployment benefits. The LA City Attorney's Office has put out an alert about it. Mike Fuhr says the scammers, they're using stolen Social Security numbers and other personal information by purchasing them or using phone and email phishing scams to apply in the victims' names. Now, some claim to be government officials or employers offering jobs. Fuhr says many victims are unaware and are not finding out until they try to make an unemployment claim for themselves. LA County officials are launching a $100 million rent relief fund to help residents impacted by COVID-19. Applications will open next Monday and remain open for 2 weeks. Now, this money comes from federal relief funds and will be managed by the Los Angeles County Development Authority. Now, county officials hope the program will help up to 9,000 households. Keep in mind, though, residents of the city of Los Angeles are not eligible for this, as the city received a separate allocation of federal funds for its residents. To see if you're eligible, go to our website, knx1070.com. Anyone within the city limits of Compton is now required to wear a mask in public or face a fine. The city's manager, Craig Cornwell, Says the order has been issued as Compton's COVID-19 cases have continued to grow. First-time violators will get a warning, but the city will impose fines of $500 for a second violation, $750 for a third, and $1,000 after that. The city says it is partnering with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department for enforcement of this. Los Angeles County public health officials are cautiously optimistic we are flattening the curve in the number of coronavirus infections, and one Los Angeles hospital is also making a similar projection. Cedars-Sinai says its data science model projects how many COVID-19 patients will be coming into the hospital with up to 95% accuracy.
The science of using data to find patterns that exist in the data, understanding where we're going to go, how many patients we're going to have, what might happen to the length of stay of a patient. These are all questions that we get on a regular basis. And so this platform has been put in place to help us do that and augment some of the decisions that we make.
Enterprise Data Intelligence Director, that's Michael Thompson, he says using a Netflix-like algorithm tool to analyze patterns, he expects the number of coronavirus infections will stabilize at the Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
As we start opening up the state or the county or seeing more socialization scenarios occur, that might affect the infection rate. But right now, we seem pretty good for the next 14 days at a flat rate.
The hospital believes the projection model is crucial to prepare in advance, getting beds, PPEs, and staff members ready before another surge. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is conducting a review of its rifle deployment policy and gun training. This after the recent incident in Santa Clarita when guns were pulled on a group of young black teenagers. It was all caught on cell phone video, and at least one AR-15 was used. Santa Clarita Mayor Cameron Smythe tells KNX the officer who pulled the rifle should be disciplined.
Ultimately, that decision has to be made by the sheriff, given that we have a contract agreement with LA County Sheriff to provide services.
The deputies had been called by witnesses after a homeless man threatened the teens with a knife. They defended themselves with their skateboards. The city of Los Angeles has a new deputy mayor for homeless initiatives. Mayor Garcetti has named longtime homeless advocate Jose Chai Ramirez to fill the spot vacated by Christina Miller, who resigned at the end of the month. Ramirez has more than 10 years of experience in the field working here and in San Francisco. He'll be charged with overseeing the mayor's agenda to construct temporary shelters, build supportive and affordable housing, and deliver vital services amid this pandemic.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.